Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce. May I please have your zip code that's on the account, please?
Yeah, hi, Joyce. My name is Amy. Capital One on a recorded line, and we have a mutual customer, Mr. Campbell. He's just inquiring about a charge on his credit card account, and I was going to let him speak with you. Is that okay?
More than happy to assist him.
Thank you, ma'am. And go ahead, Mr. Campbell.
Okay. You need my zip code?
Yes, please, sir.
84003.
I do. Thank you for that. And your first name, Mr. Campbell, is what?
Curtis with a C.
I was able to locate you. For security purposes, sir, could you please verify your address?
743 East North in American Fork, Utah.
Alrighty. Give me just a second to open up this account, please.
Okay.
Give me a second. My system is moving rather slowly today.
You're all good. It's Saturday, so.
Yes, it is. Well, this system is loading up pretty slow. All righty, thank you for that. All right, Mr. Campbell, I was able to locate an account associated with you. I do see back on July the 15th that you did pay $5.74, and you also paid $3.99 for a warranty on what you received as a tactical bag. And that tactical bag itself happened to have been a welcoming gift to becoming a member of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online gadget store. And when you scroll down in the terms and conditions, it does advise you that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to become a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, it also downloaded a $125 gift card into your email that you use at the time that you signed up. And you can go into your email. There's a link in there. You can open this up, and you can go online to that Factory Direct Savings Store itself and purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. But
what email would that be coming from?
Your email, it was downloaded into whatever email you used at the time that you signed up. Now, who would have
sent that?
I have no idea, sir. It would be under a merchant's name. We don't know what merchant name it could have been sent to your email under, and that I do apologize for. But anyway, as long as you are enrolled as a member, they would bill you that membership fee each month of $67.32. And then they would also download a $125 gift card in your email each month for you to use.
So I don't remember. I did a tactical back.
There was nothing
in the information that I gave about a membership.
Yeah, when you scrolled all the way
down.
And
I have not received a $125 gift card or anything for any store.
It should have been downloaded, and as I did say, I do apologize. It would be billed under a merchant name, and merchants do have some crazy names that they can actually put into that email, and sometimes you would never recognize what it could be. That they downloaded that $125 gift card into your email. But that
so how do I get the membership
canceled?
Canceled and refunded.
I'm more than happy to go ahead and do that for you. That cancellation will take effect immediately, and I can do that refund of what you were charged, the $67.32 to go back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to the account. I do have your cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when
yes.
You're ready. That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 261-062-580.
I'll just read that back to you.
Sure.
Charlie 261-06580.
That is correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
The other question, do I need to, I guess I'm going to have to find that email. Do I need to contact that company and let them know that this has been canceled, or will that take care of that and cancel that as well?
The $125 gift card? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Oh, that $125 gift card, I do suggest maybe you can look into your spam or junk email. A lot of times when things are unrecognizable, it may have wind up in there. But that $125 gift card is yours.
Okay.
That's yours to keep. The tactical bag and the $125 gift card is yours to keep. Okay, you're just canceled out of that membership where they can't bill you, and I did issue that refund to go back to your account.
Perfect.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I believe it.
All righty. Well, I thank you for calling customer service, and you please have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
And if you could disconnect, that would be cool. Thank you for your day.
I beg your pardon?
If you could disconnect on your end, that would
I
be
will.
Wonderful.
I will. All righty.
Have a good one.
Same to you. Thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great day.